Jim. She is the founder of a Tasmanian podcast series focusing on motherhood in rural Australia. It's called Motherland Australia. It's been downloaded, get this, more than 40,000 times and is up for an Oz Mumpreneur Award. Please welcome the host of that podcast, Stephanie Trithewey.
Morning. Thanks, guys. That's a really, really lovely intro.
Oh, Steph, you deserve it, can I say, because this is incredible. 40,000 downloads. Can you tell us about the podcast?
Yeah, look, my background actually is in journalism. I used to be a TV journalist on the mainland before I fell in love with a Tasmanian farmer.
Oh, as we all do.
Here I am.
That's why we're all here, Steph. That's why we're all here.
Yeah, and so I guess moving to the land to start our beef business was a bit of a shock for me, to be honest, and throw a newborn into the mix, and it was... Yeah, it was not sunshine and roses, I can tell you that. It was really, really difficult. And, yeah, I was just sitting at home one night and I just thought I'd love to hear from other rural mums who have kind of been there, done that. And so I couldn't really find what I was looking for, so I just sort of launched it myself. And, yeah, there was no one out there sort of telling these amazing stories from about, you know, life on the land and raising kids. So here I am.
Steph, you say things were difficult. What were some of those things that were difficult?
My son decided not to sleep for the first 6 months of his life. It was sort of that up every 45 minutes. And I don't know, like people tell you, oh, you know, parenthood, you'll be sleep deprived. And until you're in it, you know, you don't know what it's really like. So that was really tricky. And I guess just being isolated, it sounds a bit silly because in Tassie, we're so lucky. Like we're not really that isolated. I can drive to Hobart in under 3 hours. But for me, being, you know, I was 3 minutes from my like, local shops, and now I'm sort of 3 hours from a sort of decent city, I suppose. So,
yeah. Deloraine's a decent city. Really, we love Deloraine. It's a beautiful place.
I don't want to speak badly of Deloraine. We're pretty lucky. Got the local Woolies here. That's all I need. But yeah, look, it was a big shock. So yeah, I guess that feeling of being isolated, sleep deprived, and just like life on the land is very different to life in the city, and kind of miss journalism. I miss telling stories, and it kind of all just made sense. So thanks to my son for coming into the world, because that's where the podcast came from.
Well, speaking of telling stories, so each week you're interviewing a different rural woman. How did you find these women easily? Did they come forward? Did you go to them? How did you get in touch with them?
Yeah, I found most of them on social media, thanks to the power of social media. So I reached out to one or two on Instagram, and after that, it just kind of snowballed. My husband had a good few contacts being, you know, in agriculture his whole life. And yeah, since then, I've just, yeah, people just come to me every week and nominate their you know, friends, mums, daughters, sisters, whatever. So yeah, it's just really kind of happened naturally, which is awesome.
Are you finding that they're facing some of the same things that you were? Like, are you bonding over, you know, your son not sleeping, things like that?
Yeah, thankfully he's sleeping now. Otherwise, yeah. I mean, I'm about to go round two. I'm due in November, so if he wasn't there would be no number two. Yeah. but yeah, look, I am bonding with a lot of them. I've actually kind of made some really good mates over social media. That, I mean, some of them are in the Northern Territory. You know, I've met a mum. You know, one of the women I interviewed. I mean, her daughter broke her arm, and the Royal Flying Doctor Service couldn't land because the tarmac was too muddy for 3 days. So, you know, sitting at home with a broken arm for 3 days because you can't get medical help. So very different to life in Tassie, but certainly being a mum and some of the challenges we face being more isolated, being at home a lot and juggling, like the juggle is real. My husband works 7 days a week as a farmer. So yeah, there is a lot that we bond over. It's been really a bit of an eye opener and makes you feel less alone.
Steph, we know the podcast has been downloaded, I've already said it, 40,000 times. What is it that you want to achieve from the podcast, whether it's the people you interview or the people who listen and download it?
I think I really want rural mums to have a seat at the table. And I think that's why I'm really stoked with this award is it's, you know, all these mumsy awards and things like that. A lot of them are city based, let's face it. Like they're in like, you know, in the city. And I really just want to have rural mums have a bit of a voice. And I suppose that's what I'm hoping to achieve is, you know, they're the backbone of these communities. You know, in Tassie alone, like rural families make up a big part of this state outside Hobart and Lonnie, et cetera. So it's just about, yeah, as I said, getting them a seat at the table and making them feel like their stories matter. It's very easy to go about your day here and you just, I don't know, you just sort of think you're not, you know, in your high flying corporate job in the city or on TV like I used to be. It can make you feel like, oh, well, what am I achieving? And these stories, I mean, yeah, I mean, I would encourage even blokes to go and have a listen. Some of these mums are so tough, but also super soft. And there's, you know, a really big variety of stories out there. They're not all farmers' wives. Some are running really high, you know, high startup businesses. So yeah, there's a real variety in there.
Well, well done, Steph. You're well and truly on your way to achieving that. Stephanie Trithewey, the host of the Motherland Australia podcast. Go and download it, guys. This thing is awesome. And Steph, of course, all the best for the Oz Mumpreneur Awards this year as well.
Thank you so much. And any Tassie mums out there that have some suggestions, let me know. But appreciate the support, guys.
Thanks, Steph. Bye.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? download the Hit app.
This is the showdown.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.